And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Squire Skimp are in Fort Smith attending meetings for the purpose of promoting the War Chest Drive. As we look in on our friends today, we find the two Pine Ridge delegates standing in front of a Fort Smith department store. Listen.
All right, Doggy Squire, now you've just got to come in this department store with me now.
I've told you, Abner, I've got several other business matters to take care of. I just haven't got the time. Don't forget, we've got to be back at that meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, I know it, but this won't take long, Squire, if you'll just go in here with me.
Well, Abner, the sensible thing is for you to be doing that while I'm taking care of my business matters. And then I'll meet you back at the auditorium.
Yeah, but, Squire, I just can't go in there by myself. That's just all there to it.
Well, Abner, I've told you there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, well, it ain't that I'm exactly afeard of nothing, Squire. It's just that, well, dad blame it, I wish Elizabeth never had asked me to do this.
Well, that's really a small thing to ask of a husband, Abner.
Yeah, maybe so, but I don't see why she can't buy her own corset. That's a woman's job.
Well, yes. Well, I'll see you later, Abner.
Well, now, wait, Squire. Now, you just got to go in here with me. I just can't go in there and ask for one of them things. It embarrassed me something wonderful.
Well, if you feel that way about it, why don't do it then?
I've got to. I know good and well what'll happen to me if I go home without one. Elizabeth made me promise I wouldn't forget it. That's why she tied this string around my finger here.
Well, now, you won't have any trouble, Abner. The floor walker will direct you to the right department, and then the sales lady will help you from there on. Do you know what size you want?
Well, it ain't for me.
Well, I know that. I mean, did Elizabeth tell you what size to get for?
Oh, yeah, sure. I got that wrote down here on a piece of paper. Let's see now. Where'd I put that thing? Here's a paper she put in my pocket with my name and address on it in case I got lost. Yeah, here it is right here. Size 38.
Well, you won't have any trouble then, Abner. Now, you go on inside there. You're just wasting time.
Squire, I just don't think I can bring myself to do it.
Abner, now that's ridiculous. Now, go on in there.
Well, I'll tell you, Squire, will you just go inside the store with me and then you can leave?
Well, all right, Abner, if you don't try a man's nerves. But if that'll get you started, why, come on, let's go on in there.
Yeah, I've never hated to do nothing more in my whole life. Dadgum women folks, anyway.
Here, now, wait, Abner, we can't both go through the revolving door at the same time.
Well, I'm in here now, I can't back up, Squire.
Well, stop kicking me then.
Oh, excuse me. Ha! There. Now, where's the whistle? Yeah, that weren't so bad.
Great Scott, Abner. One would think that you'd never been to the city before. Well, now that you're in the store, why, you think you can go ahead by yourself and find the right department now?
No, I know I can't, Squire. You better come with me.
Abner, I've told you I haven't the time. You can just ask a few questions and you'll find your way around here all right. They've undoubtedly got an information desk around here. Wait a minute. I think it's a floor walker heading toward us there now.
Where?
The man right there with the flower in his buttonhole. They always wear flowers. Now, he'll help you, I'm sure.
Oh, I beg your pardon, but can I be of any assistance to you gentlemen?
Huh?
Can I help you in any way?
Why, yes, sir. My friend here would like to purchase he wants to make a purchase, and I would appreciate it very much if you would aid him in every way possible.
Oh, gladly.
Well, I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, well, Squire, don't leave me now.
I have some business to attend to. So long.
Yeah, so long. Dad blame it anyway.
And now then, sir, just what was it you're interested in?
Well, I want to get my woman said that I'm supposed to buy her a... Doggies, I can't do it.
Doggy, you say?
Huh?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't handle pets here.
Well, I don't want to buy no pets. What I wanted was Well, I've got some business to attend to. So long.
Oh, now, wait a minute, sir. I'm certain we have whatever it is you want, and we're more than happy to serve you. Now, what is it you intended to purchase?
Well, they lace up.
A lace up? Oh, yeah. Shoes?
No, I wished it was.
A football?
No. It's I ought never to have left Pine Ridge.
Oh, come now, buck up, sir. I'm sure this won't be so difficult if we just put our minds to it. Now, let's concentrate. What is it you wish to buy?
Well, what I actually wanted was, are you married?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, well, then, well, that's nice. I'm proud to hear it.
Now, thank you, sir.
Oh, that's all right. Does your woman ever ask you to buy, to buy different stuff for her?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
She does, huh?
Yes.
Oh, well, now that's nice.
Pardon me, sir, but if you intend to buy something here or look at some merchandise, I shall be more than happy to assist you. But if you're merely going to stand here and talk, I'm sorry, but I shall have to ask you to go elsewhere.
Yeah, well, now, wait now. I'm going to buy something, all right.
Well, that's fine. Now, what is it?
Well, it's, no, I reckon I don't want to buy nothing after all.
Good day, sir. I'm sorry, but I have other work to do.
Yeah, so long, mister. Oh, then I'm glad he's gone. I wish Mom was here. Say, lady, young lady there, could you tell me where...
I don't work here.
Oh. Yeah, well, never mind. I see what I'm looking for over here anyway.
Oh, look, Mabel, aren't these slips the darlingest things I've never seen?
Oh, I ever let Elizabeth talk me into something like this again, I'll suicide myself. Say, miss,
Yes? Something for you?
Yes, Mom. Well, no, not for me.
Miss Rupert, I left those sales slips by the cash register there.
Miss?
Yes? Have you made up your mind?
Yes, Mom. Sort of, I think.
All right. What can I show you?
Why, you can show me, No, you can't, Dad. Blame it.
Something for a lady friend?
Huh?
For your wife, perhaps?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah. See, my woman, Elizabeth, she wants a new one.
A new one? A new what?
Oh, new, doggies. That's cute. I forgot what it was, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be a gift? A birthday gift or a Christmas gift?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it could be that.
Well, which?
Yeah.
I see. Well, now, what did you give her for Christmas last year?
Last year? Let me see now. Last year, I believe I gave her a new chopping axe.
A chopping axe?
No, wait a minute. That's wrong.
Well. Think so.
Yeah, what I gave her last year was a new set of harness for her mules.
A harness?
Yeah, it was year before that last that I gave her the chopping axe.
Are you sure you're not in the wrong department?
No, I'm in the right department. I know that.
Well, what did you have in mind then?
Oh, I never had nothing in mind. I just wanted to buy something.
Like what?
Well, it's sort of like a harness, sort of. You might say.
Well, you must be in the wrong department. If you go down in the basement and walk to the rear...
No,
the store,
I'm in the right place. I know that.
All right, then. Tell me what it is you want.
Well, it's, I'll tell you. Why don't you name over some of the things you got here in this department?
Well, we have lingerie, foundation garments, corsets, slips, nightgowns...
Yeah, that's it.
What is?
What you said there?
Slips?
No, something else you said.
Lingerie?
No.
Well, what then?
Nothing.
Nothing? Now, listen here. I don't know what you're trying to do, but whatever it is, you better stop before I call the manager.
Well, now, wait a minute, miss.
Just a minute here. I'll handle this, Miss Freitag. Is this man annoying you?
Well, in a way,
now,
he is.
Now, see here. I've been watching you.
Ha. Huh?
I don't know what your game is, but I'm warning you. We have detectives posted everywhere. One false move, and I'll have you arrested.
Arrested? Well, now, wait a minute. You can't arrest me. I just come in here to buy to buy something, and Elizabeth will run me clean out of the house if I don't come home with it.
All right, then. For goodness sakes, tell us what you want.
Well, would you mind stepping over here a little ways?
All right, come on.
Yeah, I'm coming. Doggy, this has been a hard day.
Is this far enough to suit you?
Yeah, this ought to do. Can I whisper it to you?
Whisper? Good grief, what next? All right, whisper.
Yeah, well, bend down. Yeah. That's good. Now, see what
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? That's simple enough. Miss Freitag, this gentleman wants a corset, so if you'll show...
Oh, watch out! He's running away! Huh?
Oh, dear! Stop that man! Catch him, someone! Stop him!
What did he do? Why is he running?
I don't know, but anyone that looks and acts as suspicious as he does must be up to some horrible crime. Stop that man! Stop him!